Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And this episode has a special focus looking ahead to the Temenos flagship event, Temenos Community Forum. And TCF 2023 is in Vienna, Austria. So who better to join us than Khalid Galiani of Temenos, whose new job title is Senior Business Development Executive. Welcome to the podcast, Khalid.
Thank you so much, Ben, for having me here.
And how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. Where in the world do we find you today, Khalid?
Today I'm in Beirut in Lebanon. I'm flying back in a week to Geneva, staying there for a week, and then flying to Vienna.
Well, therefore, that means my calendar and my maths are correct, and that in 3 weeks' time, we'll actually be there. We'll be at TCF on the Thursday. And it's such a special event. You know, it brings so many people together. But what is it that you're particularly looking forward to at TCF 2023?
From my perspective, as more managing the partners on the exchange, is to connect with them, try to connect them as well with our customers, to meet with the Temenosians, with my peers. I have a lot of friends that I'm looking forward to see. And at the same time, seeing how we can help the prospects feel comfortable with Temenos solution and third-party solutions we have on the exchange.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. I know myself and my team, we're already identifying the different partners that we need to meet up with, prospect clients, and then, of course, all our existing clients who are going to be there as well. And as you mentioned, all the Temenos staff, really looking forward to meeting up with people that we've worked with in the past, but hopefully also some new Temenosians, as you call them.
Yeah.
I can only imagine you're going to be very busy during the days and the evening there, given your role. So what do you see as your key role during the days and the evenings at TCF?
Well, I think mostly I want to make sure that everyone from the providers are meeting the people that they want to meet or they're looking forward to meet, because we have several providers who have some qualified leads with the clients and they're looking for TCF to meet them over there, try to move these leads from one stage to another, trying to close these opportunities. And at the same time, to meet with the salespeople at Temenos and the business solution group to show them what new solutions we have on the exchange, because this past year, we had some very exciting providers on the exchange and some updates on the existing providers. So to give all the Temenosians update on what we're having on the exchange and what's happening, that's what I'm looking for as well.
Yeah. I can only imagine, you know, the growth in that program has been a real success for Temenos, but I expect we'll see you going past, you know, running past our stand a few times and being dragged in a few different directions.
Of course, yeah.
But I think as we move more and more into open banking, composable banking, I do think the community approach, and this is what TCF underpins, I think that's more and more important, because the way that we work, you know, with core banking solutions, you know, our clients need to also be introduced to those other fintechs or software vendors like ourselves. So that's what I find really exciting about it. Do you see an uptake in the number of different partners who are going to be at TCF? Is that something that you guys are encouraged by?
Yeah, well, actually, last year, I think we had 7 exchange pods. For this year, we had to up them up for, I think, 13 or 12 exchange pods, other than the sponsors for Silver. And there was still demand, but we were at full capacity. So we were having more people over there. The people who couldn't sponsor, they're going to be attending. Because as I mentioned, like last year, just by last year, we onboarded between 25 to 30 new exchange providers. So Martin Bailey is doing an amazing job getting these providers on board. And I'm looking forward for this year, how it's going to look.
Yeah. It's a real success. Looking forward to seeing Martin there as well. Again, he'll be another one that we'll see going past in all different directions. The agenda came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's a very busy couple of days. And I've already had a look, because there's a few presentations that I want to make sure that I get to see. You know, we're going to be very busy talking to people and hopefully showing our product during TCF as well. But I want to make sure that I also go and get a bit of an education. I've identified one of the ESG presentations, and definitely the journey to the cloud is one that I want to go and look at. Are there any personal highlights for you that you're really looking forward to being involved with whilst you're there?
Well, we have one in common, which is the ESG one. Directly got my attention. But at the same time, partnering to digitize, I think it's on the first day. This is a topic of my interest. And another one could be trust, the foundation for success, building trust in banking. Because that's, from my perspective, working with all the providers, especially with you guys, that's how I feel comfortable. We have this trust between us, and we try to send this trust towards the our clients.
Yeah, and that's definitely where it is, a two-way street, isn't it? To build that trust, there has to be that open dialogue. Which I've always found at TCF, again, going back to more kind of the atmosphere and the culture of the event, that's one of the best things.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. As you can imagine from previous years, TCF, and especially this year, we're going to have 1,300 external people attending, other than the terminologians over there. So from clients to prospects to partners. So it's going to be exciting meeting everyone.
Yeah. Vienna won't know what has hit it, you know, when we all descend upon that. And you and I both know how these work events go. You know, normally you see the inside of the hotel and the airport. You don't get too much time to yourself. But given that we are going to Vienna, will you have any time to be able to explore the city? Are you looking forward to being in that part of the world?
I'm not sure. Well, I think I'm going to have the Friday early morning to do so, because I'm flying on the Tuesday and going back on the Friday morning. So I think Friday midday. So I'll have the Friday morning to go around and see the city. I don't think it's going to be enough, but I think mostly it's I'm going to try to focus on work. Maybe Thursday afternoon it could be dinner with the team. Well, that's what I'm looking for.
And I went back and I had a look through some of my old records, and I was actually last there in 99. So 24 years ago, I was in Vienna, and I found a photo. I've actually got hair in 1999. So I've got a bit of time on Friday afternoon before I fly. So hopefully I'll get a couple of hours to look around the city as well and see if it's the same as my memories from 24 years ago.
I should take the same picture as the one you have in the same location, if you could find one.
Well, it was in a bar, you won't be surprised to know, so I'd have to try and find that bar.
It's my first time in Vienna, so I'm excited for that. I've heard a lot of great and amazing stuff about the city, so I'm looking forward for this.
Great. Okay, well, in 3 weeks' time, we'll be there. We'll be able to meet in person, hopefully get you a beer and enjoy what's going to be a fantastic event at TCF 2023.
Well, I'm mostly looking forward to seeing you and the team over there.
Yeah, same here, Khalid. It should be great. And thanks for making the time to join us today and just have this look ahead to what's going to happen at TCF.
Thank you so much, Van, for having me here. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Khalid for joining me to look ahead at TCF 2023. If you're interested in the event, you can find out more on temenos.com. But for now, I'm Ben Saxton. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.